Krishna is the supreme pure.
Krishna je svevišnji čist.
And if we desire to have his association, we also have to be purified.
Iako čeznemo za njegovim društvom, mi se sami trebamo pročistiti.
This means purified with him and without.
To znači pročistiti se iznutra i izvan.
Actually, in our process of devotional service, we are serving Krishna from within and without.
U stvari, u našem procesu svjesnosti Krishna služimo Krishnu i unutra i van.
Within means we're serving Krishna with our heart.
Unutra znači da služimo Krishnu svojim srcem.
With the devotional sentiments of our heart.
Sa predanim osjećajima našeg srca.
And externally we're serving Krishna with our senses.
A izvana Krishna služimo našim osjetilima.
Of course, in the beginning, we don't have many heartfelt feelings.
Naravno, u početku nemamo puno osjećaja iz srca.
We've forgotten Krishna.
Zaboravili smo Krishna.
We don't have any love for Krishna.
Nemamo nikakvu ljubav prema Krishna.
But we want to.
Ali želimo.
We hear from our acharyas that's the goal of life.
Čujemo od naših acharya da je to cilj života.
So we begin by serving Krishna with our external body, with our senses.
Stoga započnemo služeći Krishnu našim tijelom, našim vanjskim osjetilima.
And gradually by serving Krishna with our senses, the heart also becomes purified.
I postepeno služeći Krishna našim osjetilima, srce se također pročisti.
A neophyte devotee is just serving Krishna on the orders of his spiritual master.
Bhakta početnik služi Krishna samo po uputstvima svog duhovnog učitelja.
It's kind of mechanical.
To je nekako mehanički.
But that's okay.
A to je u redu.
It's like a young child learns to walk by imitating his parents.
Baš kao što malo dijete uči hodati oponašajući svoje roditelje.
He begins to talk by imitating his parents.
Počinje govoriti oponašajući svoje roditelje.
But then later walking becomes natural, talking becomes natural.
Ali poslije hodanje postane prirodno, govorenje postane prirodno.
So sadhana bhakti, the beginning process of devotional service, we're just acting on the orders of the spiritual master.
U sadhani bhakti i početnom nivou predanom služenja djelujemo po uputstvima duhovnog učitelja.
But someday, maybe in this lifetime, that sadhana bhakti will purify the heart and will serve Krishna also from our hearts.
Ali jednog dana, možda nadamo se u ovom životu, ta sadhana bhakti će pročistiti srce i služit ćemo Krishnu i srce.
In other words, we won't just be going to the actions of devotional service, we'll be doing it with some real devotion.
Drugim riječima, nećemo samo prolaziti kroz djelatnosti predanog služenja, već ćemo ih vršiti sa pravim.
We won't just be offering the flower, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's the process of offering to the deity, but we'll be doing it with real devotion. Please, Krishna, accept this offering from my heart.
Nećemo nuditi cvijet kao 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, to je proces nuženja, već ćemo nuditi Krishna stvarno sa ljubavi.
Right. We're worshipping the deity.
Obožavamo božanstvo.
But it's a little mechanical in the beginning because we don't really have any love for Krishna.
Ali u početku to je malo mehanički jer baš nemamo ljubavi prema Krishna.
But by engaging in the process gradually, purification. So one day we'll make our offerings to Krishna and there'll be tears in our eyes.
Ali upražnjavajući proces to djeluje, jednog dana bit će tu ljubav i imat ćemo suze ljubavi u očima.
That's a very advanced stage. We cannot imitate that.
To je jako napredan nivo koji ne možemo imitirati.
To imitate that stage prematurely is called sahaja.
Oponašati taj nivo prerano se zove sahaja.
Be very careful of that.
Budite veoma pažljivi glede toga.
But at least philosophically we should know what we're doing.
Ali barem filozofski trebamo znati što radimo.
One day we want to serve Krishna with some real bhakti, with some real devotion.
Jednog dana želimo Krishnu služiti sa pravom bhakti, sa pravom predanošću.
And it will come in time.
I kroz određeno vrijeme će doći.
Therefore Rupa Goswami says in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that devotees should be very patient.
Stoga Rupa Goswami kaže u Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu da bhakti treba biti jako strpljiv.
Vasudeva Sarvami Ti Sa Mahatma Sudurlabha. Krishna says after many, many lifetimes my devotee becomes fully surrendered to me.
Krishna kaže, nakon mnogo, mnogo života, moj bhakta postane potpuno predan meni.
So it may take some time.
Treba nešto vremena.
To be patient.
Trebamo biti
strpljivi. Just like Prabhupada said, when a girl gets married, her natural inclination is she wants a child.
A kao što Šila Prabhupada kaže, kada se djevojka uda, njezina prirodna sklonost je da želi dijete.
She can't have a child before she's married.
ne može imati dijete prije no što se uda.
So after getting married she's naturally thinking, oh, I would like to have a child.
Nakon što se uda prirodno misli, oh, htjela bih dijete.
I wish I had a child right now.
Htjela bih kad bih odmah mogla imati dijete.
No, you have to wait.
Ne, treba čekati.
You have to conceive the child.
Moraš začeti dijete.
And you have to wait 9 months.
I moraš čekati 9 mjeseci.
You have to carry that baby 9, that's almost a year of extra weight.
Trebaš 9 mjeseci nositi tu bebu, to je skoro godinu dana, sva ta ekstra težina.
And then you give birth and you have some.
I onda rodiš dijete.
That is nature's way.
To je prirodan način.
So the devotional way is that we begin practicing Krishna consciousness and gradually Cheto, Dharpan and Marjanam. The heart is purified.
A način predanosti je da počnemo prakticirati predano služenje.
And that devotion for Krishna, which is naturally there in everyone's heart.
I ta predanost prema Krishni je prirodno svačijem srcu.
It manifests.
Ona se pojavi.
It's not that some people are Krishna conscious and others aren't.
Nije da su neki ljudi svjesni Krishna, a drugi nisu.
George Harrison, didn't he write something like that in his Everyone's a devotee of Krishna, he wrote. Some realize it and some don't.
Ili George Harrison to napisao negdje, rekao je, svi su bhakti Krishna, neki to razumiju, neki ne.
He paid for the Krishna book.
A platio za Krishna book.
Prabhupada needed, I think, $10,000, which was a lot of money in those days. Still a lot of money, but a really lot of money in those days.
Prabhupada je trebalo, čini mi se, $10,000, što je puno novaca, još bilo još više novaca u to vrijeme.
So he asked Shamsundar, can you ask George for the money?
I on je pitao Shamsundara, možeš li Georgea pitati za novac?
Shamsundar had a nice personal relationship with George Harrison, who was one of the Beatles, who was like, for the general public, he was like, demigod.
Shamsundar imao fin odnos sa Georgeom, koji je bio dio Beatlesa, a u očima ljudi generalno bio je poput poluboga.
One time Prabhupada even indicated that the Beatles came from the higher planets because otherwise, how did they have such musical skills?
Jedno mišlo Prabhupada naznačio da su možda Beatlesi došli s raznih planeta, jer inače kako bi mogli imati takve glazbene sposobnosti?
Gandharvas, those who inhabit the higher planets, they're very beautiful, they're very charming, charismatic, and they have nice musical skills and dancing skills, the devotees.
Gandharve, oni koji nastanjuju više planete, oni imaju jako fino pjeva, imaju jako fine glazbene sposobnosti.
So, George and John and Ringo and Paul. Yeah. So, Shamsundar had a relationship, but he was very hesitant to ask for money.
Shamsundar je s njim imao odnos, ali je jako krevao pitati ga za novce.
He thought that might spoil the relationship if he asked George for money. Mislim, oh, you just my friend because you want your money. He was thinking George would think like that.
Mislio da će pohvaliti odnosno da pita za novce, mislio da će George misliti, oh, ti si moj prijatelj samo zato što želiš novce.
But his guru had ordered him.
Ali njegov guru mu je dao.
Prabhupada ordered him.
Prabhupada mu je dao instrukcije.
And all Vaishnavas know that along with the instruction of the spiritual master, however difficult it may be, comes the ability to perform it.
A svaki bhakta zna da sa instrukcijom duhovnog učitelja, bez obzira koliko teška bila, dolazi sposobnost da se ona obavi.
It is not an ordinary thing to receive knowledge, to receive instructions, to receive encouragement, to receive chastisement from the spiritual master.
Nije obična stvar primiti znanje, uputstva, ukor od duhovnog učitelja.
That's something very special.
To je nešto jako posebno i nosi u sebi veliku moć.
So one day, Shamsundar Prabhu was sitting with George in his house. He had a big manor, a big house in outside of London.
I jednom je Shamsundar sjedio sa Georgeom u njegovoj kući, na njegovoj velikoj londonskoj kući na posjedu van Londona.
So they're talking, you know, so just small talk, you know, London, how are you, fine, yes, how's this?
I pričali su tako, ono, časkali.
And there was a pause because he just didn't know when he was going to ask the question.
I onda je bila pauza jer on nije znao kada ću pitati pitanje.
Sometimes you don't know when to ask the question.
Nekada ne znaš kada pitati pitanje.
Like the boy is waiting. Will you marry me?
Kao
what?
kakav dječak čeka, pita, hoćeš sve da za mene? Šta?
Sometimes you don't know when to pose the question.
Nekada ne znate kada postaviti pitanje.
So he's waiting and then he goes, George, Srila Prabhupada asked me to ask you if you would give $10,000 for the printing of his new book called Krishna Book, which is a summary study of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
And Shama Sundari čeka, ona ga pita, George, Srila Prabhupada me rekao, napisao novu knjigu, da li bi mogla dati $10,000, to je knjiga, zove se Krishna Book, i ona je sažetak 10. pjevanja Srimad Bhagavatam.
The Bhagavatam is our main scripture.
Bhagavatam je naš glavni spis.
Granta Raj, Srimad Bhagavatam. Granta means scripture, Raj means the king, it's the king of all scriptures.
Granta znači spis, Raj znači kralj, Granta Raj, kralj svih spisa.
Bhagavad Gita is the ABCs, and XYZ is the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Bhagavad Gita je ABC, a Srimad Bhagavatam je UZŽ.
So even in the early days of the movement, Prabhupada wanted to give us the topmost understanding, which is the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, and that is summarized in the form of the Krishna book.
Čak i na samim počecima ovog pokreta Srila Prabhupada nam je htio dati krajnje razumijevanje, krajnje znanje, i to je dao u sažetku Bhagavatamu Krishna book.
Knew he didn't have very long to live.
Prabhupada je znao da nimao puno vremena još za život.
So even at the risk of giving such deep philosophy, esoteric philosophy to beginners, even at the risk, still, he compiled the Krishna book, which is the essence of the 10th canto.
Čak i uz rizik davanja tako uzvišenog znanja početnicima, složio je Krishna book.
So, that was all ready to publish, but there was no money.
To je već bilo spremno za tiskanje, ali nije bilo novca.
There's never any money in ISKCON.
Nikad nema dovoljno novca u ISKCON.
The devotees of the Lord Shiva are always very opulent, but the devotees of Vishnu Prabhupada are always very poor.
Bhakte gospodina Shive su uvijek bogati, ali bhakte gospodina Vishnu Prabhupada rekao su uvijek siromašni.
Not actually poor, a lot of money comes, but we spend it very quickly.
Ne baš stvarno siromašni, puno novaca dolazi, ali brzo ga potrošimo.
Because we're not greedy.
Jer nismo pohlepni.
We just take what is required, and the rest is for Krishna.
Uzmemo tek ono što nam je potrebno, a ostatak je za Krishna.
So we, if some money comes, Prabhupada said in the afternoon, then by the next morning it's spent.
Prabhupada rekao, novac dođe poslije poladne, a iduće jutro već je potrošeno.
So devotees look kind of poor, but their surroundings are always very nice.
Bhakti izgledaju tako siromašni, ali njihova okolina je jako fina.
For Krishna.
Za Krishna.
Because we give everything to Krishna.
Jer sve damo Krishna.
Then he takes care of us.
A onda se on pobrine za nas.
Yogi kshemam bahamyaham. Krishna promises, for my devotee, who gives everything to me, I protect whatever little they have left. And I provide whatever they need.
Krishna obećava, mome bhakti koji mi sve da, čuvam ono malo što mu je ostalo.
He provides service, actually.
A daje službu.
Materially, we don't require very much.
Materijalno nam ne treba.
We're actually kind of disinterested in material life.
U stvari nas ne zanima materijalni život.
A little negligent of our bodies.
Malo zanemarujemo vlastita tijela.
Actually, a little negligent of our bodies, because we're so much engaged in service. Not that we should become sickly, but Prabhupada said that the Goswamis were so much engaged in devotional service, they didn't even have time to eat or sleep.
Malo ih zanemarujemo, ne da bismo postali bolesni, ali Prabhupada kaže da su Goswami toliko bili angažirani u služenju da nisu imali vremena za jedenje i spavanje.
So therefore devotees don't appear to be very worldly people. They look kind of special category.
Stoga bhakte ne izgledaju baš da spadaju u tu kategoriju svjetovnih ljudi, oni su posebna kategorija.
One time Prabhupada was walking across the street in London and one policeman grabbed Prabhupada's secretary and said, "Look, your teacher is glowing like the sun."
Jedan put je Srila Prabhupada prelazio preko ulice u Londonu, a jedan policajac je zgrabio njegovog sekretara i rekao, pogledaj, tvoj učitelj sjaji poput sunca.
Because Prabhupada had no material attachments, he was fully attached to Radha and Krishna, therefore the beauty of his soul, the effulgence of his soul was always manifest.
Srila Prabhupada nije imao materijalnih vezanosti, bio je potpuno svezan za Radha i Krishna, stoga ta duhovna duša je svjetljiva.
And therefore you could not tell how old Srila Prabhupada was.
I nisi onda mogao reći koliko je Srila Prabhupada bio star.
He was elderly, but he looked younger than us.
Bio je star, ali izgledao mlađi nego mi.
It's hard to explain.
To je teško objasniti.
Now, Yovanamcha, because Prabhupada was on the spiritual platform, then he appeared always youthful.
Zato što je Šrila Prabhupada bio na duhovnom nivou, izgledao uvijek mladoliko.
There's no attachments to this world.
Jer nije imao vezanosti za ovaj svijet.
So he wanted $10,000 to print the summary study of the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam.
Stoga je htio $10,000 da bi tiskao sažetak 10. pjevanja Srimad Bhagavatam.
So there's George, there's Shamsundar in George's house chit-chatting, and he asked the question, Prabhupada wanted me to ask you, will you give $10,000? He never wanted to ask that question, never.
I stoga sad tu sjede Šemasundar i George u njegovoj kući i čavrljaju i Šemasundar postavi to pitanje da da $10,000, nije nikad htio postaviti to pitanje, nikad.
So as soon as he asked it, George froze.
I čim je to pitao, George se smrznuo.
What?
Šta?
And then Šemasundar like, well, Papa, I wanted to know if you could give $10,000. What?
Šta?
The Shamsundar thought, this is the end of our relationship with the Beatles. Now George is going to think all they ever wanted was their money, the Beatles money. Perhaps George was thinking like that. There was this long, drawn-out silence.
Yeah, they built all that duga and never got nothing.
You know, like a moment seems like 100 years. When you do something you like, time passes very quickly. But when you're doing something you're not so interested in, time goes very slow.
Što te ne interesira, vrijeme teče jako sporo.
Last night the program went very quickly, didn't it?
Sinoć je program jako brzo prošao, zar ne?
So all of a sudden it was over, I was driving back, I said, did we do a program?
Kad je završio, ozirio sam se natrag, ja sam pitao, je li bio program?
When you go to work,
a kad idete na posao?
I'm looking at you, why? Oh, only 2 minutes have gone by. I thought it was 2 hours, I did.
Prošlo tek 2 minute, mislio sam da su 2 sata prošlo.
So Shamsundar didn't want to ask George Harrison for money.
Shyamasundar nije htio George Harrisona pitati za novac.
So George is sitting there like, you asked me for money.
George was sitting, pitaš me za novce.
And suddenly, there was this huge clap of thunder. And lightning bolts, bright lightning bolts. All around the manor, the home. Of George Harrison. Suddenly from nowhere a storm appeared.
I odjednom jak glasan udarac groma i ove munje koje su sjevera po kuće od nikud se pojavila oluja.
From nowhere, it was a beautiful day.
Bio je fin dan i od nikud se pojavila oluja.
One of those summer storms came very quickly. It was so loud. Shamsundar told us the windows were shaking.
Jedna od tih ljetnih oluja koja dođe jako brzo i Shamsundar nam kaže da su se prozori trese.
And all the lights went out.
I sva su se svjetla.
All the electricity was dead.
Nestalo je struje.
So all of a sudden there's, you know, and they're sitting there in total darkness.
I sjede oni tu u potpunom mraku.
And not saying anything because you can't see. George couldn't see him and Shamsundar couldn't see.
I ne govore ništa, George ne mogu vidjeti njega, niti Shamsundar George.
So it went on for like 10 minutes in the darkness, they're sitting there. Shamsundar was sweating.
I onda sjede tako 10 minuta u mraku, a Shamsundar se znoji.
He told us, he said, he thought when the electricity came back on, George Harrison wouldn't be sitting there.
Rekao je da je mislio da kad se vrati struja, da George Harrison više neće sjediti tamo.
So after some time, the lights came on.
Nakon nekog vremena.
And there's George sitting there with a big smile.
I George sjedi sa velikim osmijehom na licu.
He said, "Look," I said. He said, "After that, how can I say no?"
Nakon toga, kako mogu reći ne?
He took it as some indication from Krishna.
Prihvatio je to kao neku Krišninu naznaku.
Krishna's so kind, his devotee is so kind that even a very neophyte devotee gets to experience special mercy even in the beginning stages of devotional service.
Krišna je tako ljubazan, njegovi bhakti su tako ljubazne da čak i bhakta početnik može osjetiti zadovoljstvo na svojim početcima.
Certainly it was Krishna saying, yes, give the money to my pure devotee. Why are you hesitating?
Da.
You rascal, that's not your money. Everything belongs to me.
Da, sigurno je to Krišna govorio. Da, daj taj novac. Šta ga drži za sebe, nitkove? To sve pripada meni.
So, you know, George Harrison was aspiring devotee at best, but he took it as some divine intervention. By the mercy of Prabhupada's association, he got to experience what was divine mercy, even at the beginning of Krishna consciousness.
George Harrison je u najboljem slučaju bio bhakta aspirant, ali milošću druženja sa Srila Prabhupadom osjetio što je to božanska milost.
Brahmanda Brahmati Konya, Bhagavan Ji, Guru Krishna Prasad, Bhai Bhakti Lad Beach, the living entity since leaving Krishna Loka has been wandering in this world from one universe to the next.
Živo biće je otkad je napustilo Krishna Loku, lutalo od jednog svemira do drugog.
From one species of life to the next.
Iz jedne vrste života do druge.
From one body to the next.
Iz jednog tijela do drugog.
Suffering all the way.
Pateći cijelo vrijeme.
And somehow, by the causeless mercy of Krishna and Krishna's representative, the spiritual master, he becomes introduced to Krishna consciousness.
A nekako bezuzročnom milošću Krishne i njegovog predstavnika dođe do svjesnosti.
Not because of anything the living entity has done.
Ne zbog nečeg što je živo biće uradilo.
He's been naughty all the way.
On je bio zločest cijelo vrijeme.
But by the compassion of the Lord and his devotee.
Ali samilošću gospodina i njegovog.
They intervene.
Oni se umiješaju.
The spiritual master intervenes in our life. He says, stop! Stop what? Stop your nonsense. Why? Well, he said, I'll explain to you why. When we hear, we become convinced. Now, chant Hare Krishna. Yes, sir. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Hare. And our life becomes fortunate.
Duhovni učitelj se umiješa u naš život, kaže, stop, stani. Stani s čime? S tim besmislicama. Zašto bi stao? I onda nam on objasni, da nam duhovno znanje.
This is called causeless mercy.
To se zove bezuzročna milost.
There's no cause except the compassion of Vaishnava.
Nema uzroka osim milosti Vaishnava.
So then he gave the next day he gave the money in pounds, of course, not dollars, but he gave the equivalent.
Idući dan je dao novce u funtama. Idući dan je dao novce u funtama, ne u dolarima.
And then the next day Prabhupada sent a message. I want you to write the foreword to this book. Imagine, this aspiring devotee is asked to write a foreword to a book written by a pure devotee.
Zamislite, od ovog aspirirajućeg bhakta je zatraženo da napiše predgovor za knjigu koju je napisao čisti bhakta.
Prabhupada is so kind.
Prabhupada je tako milostiv.
I'm somewhat of a writer, so when I write a book, I always try to find someone who's a better writer, a senior godbrother, a more advanced devotee, to write the foreword so it will sell the book.
Ja isto ponešto pišem, a kada napišem knjigu, onda pokušavam naći nekog starijeg, nekog poznatog da mi napiše uvod u knjigu.
Because if there's some really important person who's writing the foreword, people, oh, I'll buy this book.
Jer kada je neka jako važna osoba napisala predgovor, onda pomislite, kupit ću ovu knjigu.
People may not know who is Indra Duma Swami, but oh, Giriraj Swami, Radhana Swami, Niranjan Swami, they have written the foreword, this must be a good book.
Ljudi možda ne znaju tko je Indra Duma Swami, ali kada vide predgovor da je napisao Giriraj Swami, Radhana Swami, Niranjana Swami, onda kupit ću knjigu.
Oh, Sachinandan Swami has written a foreword to this diary, I will buy the book. So Prabhupada asked George Harrison to write the foreword. He's just engaging us in Krishna service. That's our only qualification, that we are engaged, we are the servants of a glorious master.
To je naša jedina kvalifikacija, da smo sluge slavnog gospodara.
In Prabhupada's original passport, when he came to America, it had, you know, address, age, occupation.
Prabhupada putovnica s kojom je došao u Ameriku, imala je adresu, ime, zvanje.
Prabhupada gave his age, his whatever. Then his address, Sri Vrindavan Dham. Occupation, servant of his divine grace, Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Party Vajikacharya Sri Srimad Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. That was his occupation.
Prabhupada je dao svoje godine, adresa Vrindavan Uttar Pradesh, zvanje sluga njegove božanske milosti Sri Srimad Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati.
So he asked George to write the foreword, and George wrote there, "Everyone is a devotee of Krishna," he wrote. "Some people know it, and some people don't. Very nice realization for an aspiring devotee."
I George onda napisao predgovor za knjigu i napisao je, "Svi su bhakte Krishna, neki se toga sjećaju, neki ne." I to je jako fina spoznaja za bhaktu početnika.
Actually, he was a nice devotee, but we always consider ourselves aspiring devotees.
Stvarno je bio dobar bhakta, ali mi sebe smatramo aspirantima na položaj bhakta.
Even Prabhupada, they said, Prabhupada, one devotee here is the greatest Vaishnava. Prabhupada said, "Vaishnava, that's a very exalted thing to be a Vaishnava. I'm trying to become a Vaishnava."
Jedan bhakta rekao, šla Prabhupada, ti si uzvišeni Vaishnava. Prabhupada rekao, Vaishnava, to je nešto uzvišeno, ja pokušavam postati Vaishnava.
So by Prabhupada's association, George Harrison had some very nice realizations.
Druženje sa Šrila Prabhupadom, George Harrison imao neke jako fine spoznaje.
Prabhupada liked him.
Prabhupada je on bio drag.
One time George came to see Prabhupada at the manor, which he bought for Prabhupada, and he said, "Prabhupada, should I shave my head and put on kirtan dhoti and move into the ashram?"
Jednom je George došao na Bhaktivedanta menor vidjeti Prabhupada, na menor kojeg je on kupio za Prabhupada, i pita ga Prabhupada, da li da se obrijem glavu, obučem kurtu i doti i usavim u ashram?
Did you know that?
Da li ste to znali?
He actually asked Prabhupada if he should shave up. And Prabhupada said, "No, you do more by preaching through your musical career."
Da li ste to znali da je to pitao Prabhupada? Ali Prabhupada mu je rekao, ne, bolje ćeš napraviti dok propovedaš kroz svoju glazbenu karijeru.
Which he did, indirectly, in a subtle way, he preached the philosophy.
Što je napravio, indirektno, kroz drugačiji način, propovedao filozofiju.
And he told Mukundi Maharaj one time.
I jednom je rekao Mukundi Maharaju.
That he wrote one special song about Prabhupada.
Da je napisao jednu posebnu pjesmu o Šrila Prabhupada.
Although he couldn't, for obvious reasons, mention Prabhupada's name or Hare Krishna movement, because it would be too much for some people. But he said he wrote one song glorifying Prabhupada.
Iako zbog očitih razloga nije mogao staviti Prabhupadovo ime ili Hare Krishna pokrit u knjigu, ali napisao tu pjesmu, ali napisao tu pjesmu za Srila Prabhupada.
Here comes the sun, da, 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 da. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right for me. Little darling, it's been a long, long, lonely winter. Little darling, it's been a long, 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 long. Here comes the sun. That's many devotees' favorite song. Because it's a good song, it's got a nice beat, it's got a nice melody. But actually, he's talking about Prabhupada bringing the light of Krishna consciousness into his life after a long, cold winter's journey through millions of species of life.
Taj pjesma u stvari najdraža pjesma mnogih bhakta, jer ima dobar ritam, dobru melodiju, govori o Prabhupadu i govori kako, evo, dolazi sunce, što to znači nakon mnogo, gotova je zima, nakon mnogo milijuna života dolazi čisti bhakta.
So that, it's true, everyone is a devotee of Krishna, some realize it and some don't.
To je istina, svi su bhakte Krishna, neki to razumiju, neki ne.
That seed, that bhakti-like bees, that seed of devotional service, is just sitting in everyone's heart, like ready to germinate, sprout.
Ta bhakti-like bija, sjeme predanog služenja, se nalazi u svačijem srcu i čeka da pusti izdanak.
Everyone has the seed of devotion for God.
Svatko ima to sjeme ljubavi prema Bogu.
But it's just sitting there.
Ali tek stoji tamo.
How could it just sit there and not grow? A seed grows into a a plant or seed grows into a tree?
Kako može tek stati tamo i ne rasti? Sjeme izraste u biljku ili izraste u drvo?
Well, yes and no.
I da i ne.
If you go to the garden shop, they have to call it the garden shop, and they have, you know, all the things for gardening, you know, the rakes and the shovels and those little things, and, you know, then they have all the seeds in the little packets.
Ako odete u poljoprivrednu apoteku, tamo imaju svu opremu za ratarstvo, imaju u malim vrećicama sjemenke, sjeme.
Marigold seeds and...
Neve.
I don't know, I'm not a gardener, but all different types of seeds are there.
Ne znam, nisam vrtlar, ali su ne puno sjemenke.
They may be sitting on the shelf for 4 or 5 years before somebody buys them.
I mogu stajati na polici po 4-5 godina prije no što ih netko kupi.
Doing nothing.
I ne radi ništa.
Right? Not a very popular nursery, that's what it's called, a nursery. Not a very popular nursery. So the seed, the little packs sit there, they turn yellow. The package turns yellow, 10 years. Finally somebody comes in, I'd like to buy a package of marigold seeds. Oh, really? Then he takes it home.
I onda stoji tamo u vrećica, a već požuti 10 godina, nego dođe, a ti bi kupiti tu vrećicu nevena.
And it's springtime.
I proljeće.
The frozen earth has become warmed by the sun.
Smrznutu je zemlju ugrijalo sunce.
And spring means the spring showers.
I proljeće.
April showers bring May flowers. My mother, now I understand my mother used to say. I got it. That was her mantra. My mother's mantra. April showers bring May flowers. What are you talking about, Mom?
Proljeće donosi pljuskove i ima ona izreka travanjski pljuskovi donose svibanjsko cvijeće. To je moja majka govorila, a tek sam sad shvatio što je moja majka mislila time.
So the frozen earth, then the sun warms the earth and the showers are coming and they're giving rain and the person who bought the seeds, he puts the seed in the ground, favorable environment. Puts the seed, and lo and behold, that seed that was dormant for so many years, in a favorable environment, the warm earth with the rain, it begins to grow.
I smrznutu zemlju zagrije sunce, onda padne kiša, proljeće je, i sad je povoljno vrijeme, osoba stavi sjeme u zemlju i onda počne rasti biljka.
So similarly,
povoljno okolnosti.
Similarly, we all have the devotional seed. The original seed, the best seed, Bhakti Lat Beach. Beach means seed. Bhakti Lata, the vine of devotion.
Slično tome, mi imamo sjeme predanosti, Bhakti Lata Beachu, sjeme predanosti u našim srcima.
And if that seed finds itself in a favorable environment, a favorable atmosphere, like a temple, like the association of devotees, a holy place,
i ako se to sjeme nađe u povoljnom okolišu kao hram, društvo bhakta, sveto mjesto.
Right? Come into the association of devotees. That's a favorable atmosphere for devotion.
Dolazak u društvo bhakta je povoljno okruženje za predanost.
And then you start to water the seed.
I onda počneš zalijevati sjeme.
What is the watering process?
A koji je proces zalijevanja?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Then the bhakti lata, because lata means vine, right? The vine of devotion, Prabhupada said, it begins to grow. And it grows and it breaks through the covering of the material universe.
I onda bhakti lata, lata znači puzavica, trs, počne rasti i probije ometače svemira.
Isn't that a nice analogy? It breaks through because there's different layers of matter that covering the universe.
To je fina analogija, razbija mutacije svemira, postoje razne mutacije svemira napravljene od materije.
All the universes are floating in this cosmic manifestation and they're like hard balls and inside is this little space and they're half filled with water, which is the Narvatak Ocean. So half the universe is water and half the universe is air and the planets are floating in the air part.
I tako svi svemiri...
Almost like transcendental science fiction. It's like a coconut. A hard shell, and you shake it, it's half water and half air. That's what the universe is like.
Tako svi svemiri plutaju u uzročnom oceanu, imaju omotače poput tvrde kugle i unutra napola su ispunjene vodom, to je Garbhodaka oceana, gornja polovica je zrak i tu svi svemiri unutra sve planeti unutra tu lebde poput kokosa.
So, what is the covering? Earth, air, fire, water, mind, intelligence, ego, ether.
Što su omotači? Zemlja, voda, vatra, zrak, eter, inteligencija, ego.
And each one is 10 times thicker than the other.
I svaki sljedeći je 10 puta deblji od prethodnog.
There's earth, and then the air is 10 times thicker.
Prvo je zemlja, onda zrak 10 puta širi.
Then fire, 10
times. Vatra 10 puta više.
Earth, air, fire, water, 10
voda 10 puta.
Then mind.
Boom.
Well, that's the easy part. No, that's the hard part.
You
can control the earth, the fire, the air, the mind. That's the hard part.
You've
got all that mental energy, then you've got the intelligence, and the ego. Oh, my God.
Oh, my
God. So it's like, you know, a coconut, but it's like a really fat coconut, a little tiny thing in the middle. Filled with water,
power,
there, we're right there. Talk about Durga Dham. Dham means place. Durga means prison. The prison house of material existence. There's like 10. No government could conceive of a maximum security prison better than Durga Dham.
Tu govorimo Durga Dham. Dhama znači mjesto, Durga znači zatvor. Nijedna vlada ne može osmisliti zatvor koji je toliko siguran poput Durga Dhame.
But that Bhakti Lad Beach, that devotion to Krishna, shatters that all to pieces.
Ali ta Bhakti Lad Beach, predanost Krishni, sve to razbije u komadiće.
Again, mamchayo vibichayana bhakti yogina sevate. That one who engages in this process of devotional service to Krishna, he transcends the modes of nature and comes to the level of Brahman.
Onaj koji se prihvati ovog procesa predanog služenja, transcendira dvoje materijalne prirode i dođe na
It means that, of course, we don't like literally break through, but Jivan mukta su uchite. Even in this world, even living in this world, jivan mukta su uchite. By dint of devotional service, we're transcendental. We're aloof from everything. The so-called happiness and the so-called stress. We're transcendental. Living in this world is so nice, Krishna consciousness.
Naravno, doslovno ne probijamo te omotače, ali jivan mukta su uchite. Čak i da živimo u ovom svijetu, sa malim predanim služenjem, odvojeni smo od svijeta.
So the Bhakti Lata Beach, it goes and breaks through one layer, second layer, third layer. It breaks the whole thing. It goes, that Bhakti Lata Beach, that creeper of devotion, it starts growing through the Vaikuntha planets.
I ta puzavica predanog služenja probija kroz jedan za drugim, kroz te motače, i onda počne rasti na planetama Vaikunte.
We see that in India. Was it Bokamvela? It's called Bokamvela? It's a particular plant in Vrindavan, probably all over India. It's a vine that grows, people like to plant it in their gardens, and it grows very quickly. And it covers your whole terrace, your whole house, and it produces purple leaves or purple flowers. Bougainvillea, it's very pretty. I have it at my little bhajan kutir in Vrindavan.
Ima ta bita koja zove Bougainvillea koja raste u Indiji, vidimo svugdje po Indiji. Ona je puzavica, raste jako brzo i obraste cijelu kuću. Ja imam raste u mom malom bhajan kutiru u Vrindavan.
Flowering vine.
Rastvjetana puza.
So bhakti lata, the vine of devotion, love for Krishna. And it goes to the topmost planet in the spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan. And that vine wraps itself around the lotus feet of Krishna and produces the fruits and flowers of love and devotion for the divine couple.
Dakle, ta bhakti lata, puzavica predanosti, rasvjetana, raste dalje i omota se oko stopa gospodina Krišne i da svoj plod.
That's the goal, Prabhus.
To je cilj, Prabhus.
So, that means we have to become purified.
To znači da se trebamo pročistiti.
Because you can't associate with the supreme pure if you're impure.
Jer se ne možeš družiti sa svevišnjim čistim ako si ne.
Even if you want to go meet an important person in modern society, you take a bath, you put on some fresh clothes,
čak ako se
you spray some cologne on yourself, and you appear before that person. Hello!
Čak ako se želite vidjeti sa nekom uglednom osobom u ovome svijetu, otuširate se, obučete čistu odjeću, malo se namirišete i onda se pojavite pred njom.
If you want to impress someone, you appear before them clean, or we would say in Krishna consciousness, purified.
Ako želite zadiviti nekoga, pojavite se pred tom osobom čist.
I once met a boy, I tell this sometime, I met a boy who had not taken a bath in, I think, 3.5 years.
Jednom sam sreo dečka koji se nije okupao, čini mi se, 3.5 godine.
3.5 years he had not bathed or washed his clothes.
3.5 godine se nije okupao niti oprao odjeću.
It was very hard to associate with this man.
Bilo se jako teško družiti s njime.
It's like he wanted to associate with him from some distance.
Želio bi se družio bi s njime sa neke udaljenosti.
So I said, why don't you take a bath?
Ja sam ga pitao, zašto se ne okupaš?
Oh, you don't understand my philosophy, he said.
Oh, on je rekao, ne razumiješ moju filozofiju.
Life is such that I want to keep life's experiences with me. I don't want to forget all my experiences and lessons I've learned in life. So I keep them with me, I don't bathe.
Život je takav da želim zadržati svoje životne iskustva sa mnom i stoga ih držim sa sobom time što se ne kupam.
I said, you forgot the most important lesson then. You have to take a bath once a day. Otherwise, no one's going to want to associate with you.
Rekao sam, zaboravio si najvažniju životnu lekciju, da se svaki dan moraš okupati barem jednom, inače se niko neće željeti.
So later that boy took a bath and he shaved and he put on fresh clothes. He looked like 20 years younger.
I poslije se taj dečko okupao, obrijao, obukao čistu odjeću, izgledao je 20 godina mlađi.
So we laugh, but we're laughing at ourselves.
Mi se tu smijemo, ali smijemo se sebi.
Because we want to associate with Shamsundar, the Lord of Braj, Vrindavan, which is the most purified abode of the Lord. We can't enter with dirty heart.
Jer želimo se družiti sa Shyamasundarom, gospodarom Vrađe, a ne možemo, koji je najčistiji, a ne možemo se družiti s njime dok imamo nečisto srce.
Adho Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangha Tabajana Kriya Anartha Nibriti Sya. By engaging in the process, heart, and when the heart is purified, the love, then you can enter into the transcendental.
Angažirajući se u proces i onda kada je srce pročišćeno, onda možemo ući u brač.
So therefore the tradition is, before any Vedic sacrifice, which is meant to bring us closer to Krishna, we do ajman.
Stoga je tradicija, prije nego što počnemo sa bilo kakvom vedskom ceremonijom, koja je namijenjena tome da nas približi Krišni, napravimo ajman.
Those who are transcribing this class, they can call it the definition of ajman, the meaning of ajman.
Oni koji će zapisivati, pretipkavati u lekciju, mogu ga nazvati definicija ajmana.
Because yagya, why are we doing yagya? Yagya brings us into the association of Krishna.
Je zašto vršimo yagya? Yagya nas dovodi u društvo.
Yagya by Vishnu, not yagya by Ganesh, yagya by Hanuman, yagya by Vayu. Yagya is meant to bring us a little bit closer to Krishna.
Yagya za Vishnu, ne za Ganesha, ne za nekog drugog. Yagya je namijenjena tome da nas približi Vishnu.
It's a ceremony which invokes the presence of God.
To je ceremonija koja priziva nazočnost Boga.
Well, I didn't see him.
Oh, ja ga nisam vidio.
To see through the eyes of Shastra.
A trebaš vidjeti kroz oči Shastra.
We don't see with our eyes, we see with our ears.
Mi ne gledamo kroz oči, gledamo.
We hear from Shastra, we hear from Acharyas. The Lord appears in the form of the sacred fire to accept our offerings.
Čujemo od Shastra da se Gospodin pojavi kao sveta vatra da primi naše ponude.
That's the fire yagya. We invoke. Prabhu was asking me when shall I invoke the fire. We chant the mantra. Krishna appears as the fire to consume our offerings, the ghee, the grains. You know, it's nothing much, but Krishna is so kind. He accepts whatever little we have. All right. Patram pushram palam toyam. You don't have very much, but you just offer him with love and devotion. A fruit. Who can't find a fruit? Even in the old days in Russian communism, you could find apples. You couldn't find bananas, but you could find apples. Offer me the fruit. Well, you can't find a fruit? Then go out and pick a leaf. Well, I live in the North Pole. Then offer me a snowflake. But do it with devotion. And I will accept the devotion. I don't need the article. I'm completely self-sufficient. I'm God. But I'll accept your devotion.
Kao Prabhu me pitao kada ću prihvati gospodina u vatru, to onda više nije vatra, to je središnji gospodin. A što mi možemo njemu ponuditi? Možemo ponuditi cvijet, malo vode, malo voća, u staro doba u Rusiji nisi mogao naći nego jabuke, nisi mogao naći niti bananu. Čak ako si na sjevernom polu, nađi čak barem list, ako nema ni lista, barem mi ponudi jednu snježnu pakuljicu sa ljubavlju predanošću.
So fire, we're invoking, we should be very careful, not lax. The fire is there. Well, so then I must sit properly, I must focus on the yajna, I must chant the mantras. Not be casual. Oh, Krishna's come. Hare Krishna, Krishna.
I kada je to prizivanje gospodina u vatru, onda mora biti pažljiv, pravilno sjediti, pravilno recitirati mantre, a ne biti nepažljivi.
I noted that when Prabhupada was with us, that whenever Prabhupada would go in front of the deity, he would stand a long time.
Primijetio sam to kada bi Prabhupada bio s nama, svaki put kada bi došao pred božanstvo, dugo bi vremena stajao.
Because he was seeing different than we were seeing. We're seeing O Krishna, but he was seeing Krishna.
Jer on je vidio drugačije nego mi mislimo, o Krishna.
Neophyte devotee, he can't stand in front of the deity more than a few minutes and he gets restless and goes away. But a pure devotee, this is his desired goal, is to be in the presence of God. He's there a long time.
Bhakta početnik ne može stati pred božanstvima duže od nekoliko minuta, ali čisti Bhakta.
One time Prabhupada was standing in front of Rukmini Dwarkadish in L.A.
Jednom je Prabhupada stajao pred Rukmini Dwarkadishom u Los Angeles.
Radha and Krishna in Los Angeles.
Radha i Krishna u Los Angeles. He's
praying.
Moli se.
Long time. Then afterwards, Shrutakirti asked Prabhupada, you were praying to the deities for a long time. Can I ask what you were praying for?
Prabhupada se jako dugo molio, onda ga je poslije Shrutakirti prvo pitao, Prabhupada, ti se jako dugo molio, mogu te pitati zašto si se
molio? Prabhupada said, okay, I will tell you.
Prabhupada rekao, u redu, reći ću.
I was praying
molio sam se
to Rukmini Dwarkadish
to
please engage me in the service
of
Radharasa Bihari in Bombay.
Da me uključuje službu Rada Rasa Bihari u Bombaju.
That's the same God.
To je isti Bog.
But every deity has a particular mood.
Ali svako božanstvo ima određeno raspoloženje.
Every deity is Krishna, but Krishna is present in a certain form, a certain part of the world. Every deity has a certain bhav, a certain mood.
Svako božanstvo je Krishna, sva božanstva u raznim dijelovima svijeta, ali svako božanstvo ima određenu bhavu, raspoloženje.
So Prabhupada said, please, you engage me in your form as Radharasa Bihari in Mumbai because they were trying to establish that property.
I Prabhupada se molim te uključi me u službu sebe kao Radharasa Bihari u Bombaju i tamo pokušavali otvoriti.
But he was seeing beyond just the ornaments and the dress, and I guess that's pretty and going on. He was seeing with the eye of devotion.
Ali on je vidio dalje, iza ukrasa i odjeće, vidio je očima predanosti.
So again, even if we don't have that devotion, philosophically we understand Krishna's presence is the fire, so I should be pure. So therefore, before the ceremony, we have to chant the prayers of purification.
Ali čak ako nemamo tu devociju, možemo slijediti proces i možemo mantrati neke molitve.
This is not the class today, Prabhu. The class is still coming. This is just the introduction.
Ovo nije lekcija, Prabhu. Lekcija će biti poslije. Ovo je tek uvod.
Because I haven't been here in 4 years, so I have a lot of things to tell you. So the... Is that really that long?
7.5.
I'm feeling really old now. Okay, so the initiates, these Prabhus are taking their... second initiation, they're being blessed with Gayatri mantra.
Ovi bhakte primaju drugu inicijaciju, bit će blagoslovljeni Gayatri mantra.
If you want to understand what is Gayatri mantra, then Satchinanda Maharaj has written a nice book.
Ako želite znati što je Gayatri mantra, Satchinanda Maharaj napisao finu knjigu.
So I will not try to repeat His instructions, you just read that book, it's very enlightening. Simply Prabhupada's causeless mercy, we can chant this Gayatri. Live on the platform of goodness, which is a stepping stone towards transcendence.